Vayehi Bayom Hashmini, the Pasuk says on Yom Hashmini that the Eibishter told Moshe, what was Yom Hashmini? Yom Hashmini was Rish Chodesh Nisan. Rish Chodesh Nisan was Yom Hashmini. Why is it called Yom Hashmini? Because it's the eighth day after the 7 days of Miluim. But the Shaila is, why are you calling it Yom Hashmini? Why are you giving it its Chashivus, Machmas, that it's the eighth day? L'chayr, it's the first day. The first day of Nisan, the first, Rashi says, 10 special things happen on that day. Why is it called Yom Hashmini? What's significant about Yom Hashmini? That it's the eighth day of the Miluim. Another interesting thing that the Baal HaTurim points out is that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was not Zoyche to do Avodah on the Yom Hashmini is because he was Misarev. He didn't want to come to take out Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim for 7 days. For 7 days, he was Misarev by the Sneh. He told Rabbeinu Shalom, no, that's what Chazal say. And a Mela, for 7 days he was Zoyche to serve, and on the eighth day, Vayom Hashmini, Moshe Rabbeinu had to step aside and Aaron HaKohen took over. So we see there's a tremendous emphasis on the concept that it was Yom Hashmini, and the reason is like this, Rabbi Yisai. Yom Hashmini, we mentioned many times, represented the concept of Lemala Min HaTeva, Lemala Min HaGvul. We all think that we have our limitations. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lahavdol, a father would not understand this madrega, but for 7 days he was refusing to go because he didn't think he could do it. Lefi madrega, so he didn't realize that he had the yecheles to be the Goyal Yisrael, and immediately wanted the Bnei Shlom to choose somebody else. Because of that, for 7 days, the 7 days of the Miluim, that's all, so to speak, b'soich hatava, the 7 days of the week. The eighth day, the reason why it's called the eighth day, Abayi say, is because Nisan is as man of Lamala min HaTeva. It's called Nisan for a reason. Nisan means Nes. Nisan is as man of Lamala min HaTeva. The Avnei Nezer used to say, 1 hour in Nisan is more chashiv than what a person could accomplish a whole year. And Abayi say, not only is it Nisan, but it's as man Geula. Abayi say, but we just have to believe it. We're not just some schmoes sitting in our dining rooms doing nothing, and have no shaykhis, so to speak, to the concept of Geula, the concept of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rabbi say, we are the Amma Nibchar, and we have to believe it, and we have to understand it. It's up to us to be Tzipisa Yeshua and bring the Geula for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, you name it, it's all up to us. It's up to our generation. All the other generations are not around anymore, and we're here, and we have to bring the Geula. We have to believe, we have to believe that we have it in us, the kayak to be able to bring the geula. We should talk to be zoyche to remember our tremendous kayak, our tremendous power to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Bez Hashem and the schus, that we realize our greatness and we don't minimize ourselves. The Eibishter will Bez Hashem show us, he'll show us the tremendous simcha of the geula shleima. Amen.